Thank you all for coming. The county and for those who are listening live, we're not in here. Slightly bigger one inside the time, right now, maybe the biggest one to be out of our minds, so. We appreciate very much the open provision that you all make, meetings here. We think that the thrust of domestic policy is one that everybody can support. We recognize that there are some transitional concerns on your part, and there are some on ours. I think much of the concerns can be solved by better communication. Some may need some more work than that, we need to identify them. We here, and those who perhaps aren't here right now for one reason or another, are willing and want to work with you. I've got to say at the outset that, we have a kind of cloud, if you want to call it, a cloud that we don't want to pierce. Because if we pierce that cloud, what we're going to do is cause a lot of rain in the area of higher prices, higher taxes, and perhaps a return to an economic condition in the country that is far less stable than the one we have today. But beyond this situation with regard to the ceiling on the budget and the meeting of our national security needs, we want to do everything we can to make this transition from an era of federal one where governmental authority is in the hands of local officials, people who are closer to the people, and people that we in the present believe can do a much better job of governing. So with that, set the tone. We would like to hear what you all have on your mind. Maybe I'll turn this over to you.
Thank you, Mr. Cole, Mr. Secretary, Mr. Assistant Secretary, and Mayor. Appreciate your chance to sit down and talk to you about what is paramount on the minds today and has been for some time. Let me just repeat what is obvious, but I think it bears repeating. About a year ago, at the last annual conference, Congressional City Conference. We were then struggling mightily for general revenue sharing. It was a universal need, and history has indicated, and the bipartisan universal support for it indicated the concern of the cities and why they were desperately fighting for general revenue sharing. And I quickly have to add that we're grateful for the President's support and administration's support because it has saved a lot of cities from literal human bankruptcy. Last year, we had just under 1,000 people attend this conference. This year, we've got 1,500 and more. I think that's a gift because it reflects the concern of municipal officials, in part confusion, in part fear, but certainly grave concern. I think it would be fair to say that, as I said in my remarks to the conference, the three things are paramount. I want to make very clear that general revenue sharing is working. We'll debate and argue that fact for those who contest it to the contrary. It serves a very useful purpose. And in the context of which it was passed as section money add-on, supplemental, history will indicate that. Number two, we do not disagree philosophically with the administration's goal to consolidate the National League of Cities, and the Congress of Mayors have been on record as a matter of policy for several years, a grand consolidation called special revenue sharing, if you will. That's something that we're working for, and we're doing that today. We applaud and have indicated the support for the long-range efforts of the administration in this regard. Thirdly, and most important, I think that's the reason we have 1,500 plus officials here at this two-day conference, but the impact of the transition problem is extremely severe. I can cite chapter and verse in the litany of the programs, you know them better than I, that are effective in each American translating them in human terms from their cities. But we feel that we must quickly have some sort of positive response to determine whether or not there is an adjustment or accommodation in the transitional period. There is a very, I think, obvious need for a continuation of the Emergency Employment Act or substitute legislation along the same lines, whatever the form it takes. There is a very critical need for the extension of the summer youth program and supplemental recreational programs. There is the need for some accommodation in youth development funds proposal. We appreciate that you're going to talk, and I think that it's been very clear as a policy that the mayors are anxious to do what we can to bring together the differences of opinion between the administration and Congress. I think one of the things that is becoming more obvious is that we don't have a great deal of time. Instead of dealing in terms of months or 18 months, or just looking forward to some of these goals in fiscal year 75, there's one thing that I'd like to impress upon the administration, those of you that are here, is that we're dealing with our days. And the days go on, our need for specifics and clarification. So nothing about some adjustments, it's just this happening. That's reaching literally a crisis stage. If there is to be any kind of summer youth program, we need to gear up time. We've got to know as quickly as possible to utilize it, to not waste it any. I don't recall exactly, but it seems to me that we are at least a month ahead, if not almost 2 months ahead of the timetable anticipating, planning for, and thus utilizing that specific program and those funds a year ago. The termination of the PET program, I think, will be translated perhaps in a fashion in our city back home that nobody desires. A combination of the NYC and the PET program terminations. Nothing about the OEO and all of the others and the impact is just too dramatic, that's not the word, too sharp cut. That one sweep. We know the time that Congress takes to debate, to address, to approve, and to touch and deliberation is just months. Knowing that this is down the pipe, we're reaching the stage, as I told the Secretary, where the critical hour is here and upon us. That briefly states what is primarily on our minds, and we would totally wish action on the part of those of you that are in positions that can do something about it as quickly as possible.
Well, whatever I can say, first of all, within these 2 days, 3 days, because I was in for some events as well, but then extremely productive for us in that we are hearing the first specific concerns with regards to some of the actions contemplated in the President's domestic proposals and in the budget. And I think it's come to the conclusion that unless we can deal with these things in terms of specifics, we can't deal with them at all. Some of these concerns are the result of, I think, people operating on the basis of faulty press reports, actions of other people that have a first impact on what the president has intended. So we need to do what we can to clear some of these things up. Now, our methods of dealing with these problems, especially as summer youth, may or may not be for you, and you may or may not like them, I don't know, but we do have proposals that are in the areas. We don't intend to just let the thing fall apart, as I'm afraid some people suspect. In the area of OEO, I would say that we have been the victims of a great deal of rhetoric as opposed to any specific plan.